that.
Perfect.
Welcome, everybody, to the membership call for the California Association of Blind Students, the month of June 5th, 2011, all about Bookshare. So the people here want to go around and quickly introduce themselves. Let's go with your name, where you're from, and what school you go to. I guess because I'm talking, I'll start. My name is Darian Smith, second vice president, California Association of Blind Students. I am from San Francisco, and I go to City College of San Francisco.
Hi, my name is Vaya Spasilauskas. I am 14 years old. I live in California, Manhattan Beach, California, and I go to Manhattan Beach Middle School, and I love reading.
Great. Welcome. Welcome. I am Angela Fowler, president of the California Association of Blind Students. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I am in Yuba City, California, which is just north of Sacramento. I just completed my studenthood at Yuba Community College, and I'll be transferring to Sac State in the fall, majoring in psychology.
Wow.
Cool.
Super. Well, I'm Sherry Miller. I'm Bookshare's University Program Manager, and I'm in my third year with Bookshare. And Allison?
I'm Allison Hilliker. I work in collection development for Bookshare. Collection development is actually like library development, anything and everything having to do with getting quality books into the collection. I live in Arizona in the Phoenix area. And I've worked for Bookshare for about 3.5 years. I'm also a Bookshare member because I'm blind myself. And so I've been a Bookshare member for 8 years. And I also was a Bookshare volunteer for a while before I started working for Bookshare as an employee recently, in the past 3.5 years. So I'm really excited to be speaking to this student group because I used to be involved in NABS when I was in college.
Hi, my name is Raquel Desipira, and I am the secretary of the California Association of Blind Students and also secretary of the San Fernando Valley chapter. I am in the Los Angeles area, San Fernando Valley. And I go to the University of Phoenix, majoring in human services and management.
Is that everybody?
I believe there might be one other person lurking in the background somewhere. Okay.
Well, you guys.
All right. Well, we're going to pause periodically for questions. And we'll get started. Is there anyone here who's already a Bookshare member? Just say your name.
Darian.
So that was Vejas and Darian. Anybody else?
I think I am, Raquel, but I'm not sure. I haven't really used Bookshare yet.
Okay.
Good I should.
All
but
right.
I'm not.
We'll get you guys some more information. Maybe we can get those memberships going. All right. Well, Bookshare is an online library of accessible, downloadable books, digital books. We have over 100,000 books in our collection, which we're really excited about. We recently topped the 100,000 book mark. We have also about 150 newspapers and periodicals available on our site. We have our books are available in DAISY and BRF Braille Ready formats, which means that we're compatible with a variety of different hardware and software, which I'll get into more later. And our books are not human narration. They're actually kind of a text file. So one would listen, if you're going to listen to them, it would be text-to-speech
voice. We'll talk more about the formats later, but we're not actually human recording, so that kind of sets us apart. But the good part about that is it makes for a really versatile format. We have books in a variety of categories. We have a lot of textbooks for students, and that's textbooks for K-12 and college students. We have the recreational books about, you know, a variety of different categories. We have mysteries. We have sci-fi and fantasy. We have New York Times bestsellers. We put them up every month. So we have books for children and teens. So we have a wide variety, whether you're looking for something fun or something informative for school. And Sherry, did you have something you wanted to add to that segment?
We have all kinds of books. We have, as Allison said, we have over 100,000. These books come from publishers. They come from universities, and we'll talk about that. Although I guess I can mention that right now, we have university partners. These are 30 colleges and universities that scan books for their students, and they share those scans with us. And of course, there are a lot more schools out there than just the 30, but that's part of my job is to rope them into contributing the books that real students are using right now. We have the NFB Newsline, newspapers and periodicals, and we have some amazing resource materials. In fact, Allison has put together a special collection called Student Resources, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but when you go to the website and search for a book, you'll find the special collection section, and there's a book for students who are just thinking about taking the SATs and applying to colleges. There are books for students who are in college who are looking at financial aid or ways to study or ways to get along with a roommate, as well as the style guides, LSAT prep, citation guides, Norton anthologies. We have all kinds of resource materials in the collection. And something about our books is that they are in DAISY format. That's a certain kind of software that allows a person to navigate through the books easily, and our books are also in Braille-ready format. So if you use a Braille note or a refreshable Braille reader, then our books fit perfectly with that. So that's just a little bit about the collection. Our books are all formatted. I might add, I just this week heard about a young lady who is deafblind in Ohio, and she is studying poetry. She's at a community college, and her college scanned some poetry books for her, but when she got them, you know, the formatting in a poem is really important, and they hadn't formatted the books that they had given her in the way that she needed them to be able to read the poem as the poem was written. So she looked at Bookshare, which she might have done first. She looked in Bookshare, and we have had all the books that she needed, and all the poems were formatted properly for her to read them. So yeah, that's just a little sample of how seriously we take our books. We're all about books, and we're happy to know that you like to read and hope that you will look to us.
Absolutely. To download books from Bookshare, one has to become a member. And the exciting part about this is for students in the U.S., K-12 and college, actually also graduate students and Hadley students and students doing adjustment to blindness training programs like the voc rehab type programs like the various training centers, they also qualify for free memberships. There's two types of student memberships. These are completely free, which is pretty exciting. I'll just say that again because it's fun to say. They're free. Free for students. So yes, that's kind of exciting. So there's two types of the free memberships for students. One is an individual account, which probably most students will want to have. That kind of account you have on your own, and you can log in and download your own books, which is nice. You can also belong to a group account, which is usually done by or a school district or a university will be part of a group account where
people will download books for students. So a teacher might download a book for a student, or a disability office professional might download. And some students will prefer to do both. You can have you can be part of an organizational account, or you can have an individual. So if you want a little bit of both, but I think most students like to have their individual. But certainly the group is available, which I think is nice to have those different options. To get a membership, you go to bookshare.org, www.bookshare.org, and you sign up under the Getting Started link on the homepage. We'll help you sign up. You can sign up, fill out some basic contact information, general info initially. Then you'll have to provide proof of disability. Bookshare is for people who are blind or low vision, or have learning disabilities that affect reading, like dyslexia, or physical impairments that prevent one from maneuvering a book. So these are called print disabilities. So if you have a documented print disability, you can qualify for Bookshare. So after you click on the Getting Started link, you'll go through, give the initial, you know, information about you, then provide proof of disability, and then you'll be able to download. And the proof of disability process is explained on our website. You can also go to the Contact Us link if you have questions. That's the quick overview of memberships. Sherry, did you have something you'd like to add to that section?
No, the whole fact of it being, you know, we're funded by the Office of Special Education Programs, Department of Education, which makes these memberships free. And with a membership, a student gets access to all the books, plus two free reading tools. If they're learning disabled, we have Don Johnston's Read Out Loud, and we find that people who are visually impaired, low vision, like the Victor Reader Soft Bookshare Edition, which we have as well. So a Bookshare membership is good for a year, and after a year, people can sign up. If a student wants to take a break from school for a little while but still wants to continue to read books with Bookshare, we do have a fee. It's $50 a year for unlimited books, and I think, isn't there a $25 setup fee, Allison, the first year?
Yes, but I think if you're renewing, if you're already a Bookshare member on a student account,
mm-hmm.
and you want to renew, you don't have to pay that setup because your account's already been set up through your free membership, which is kind of nice.
Right. Your school's Disability Student Services Office can help you get started, and we'll give you our contact information. I'll certainly give you mine, and we have a way to contact us and membership support through the website, and a call or a note to us, and we'll get you set up and going right away.
So we're going to pause quick. Does anyone have any questions? We'll continue more about how to actually read our books, but does anyone have any questions on the information we've just given? All right, good. Then hopefully that means we're explaining things well. I like it.
Allison, how do you read a Bookshare book?
All right, that's a great question. Now, there's a lot of ways to read a Bookshare book. As I mentioned earlier, our books are DAISY or BRS Braille Ready format. And what that means is you can read our books in a variety of different ways. If you're someone who likes to read in Braille, our books have, there again, that Braille Ready format. So you can read them on a Braille display, which could be a Braille display attached to a computer. It could also be part of a Braille note taker, like a Braille note, a Pacmate, a Braille Sense, or any of the other note takers that have a Braille display. And that's kind of nice that, you know, to have that kind of Braille access and navigation through a book to read in Braille. You can also use a Braille embosser to emboss the books and read in hard copy if you'd like to. If you're someone who likes to listen to books, you can listen to our books in a variety of different ways using text-to-speech. One of the ways to do this, again, is through our free software called Victor Reader Soft. That's provided to you free with the membership when you're a Bookshare member. And that software not only reads the text aloud, but it also displays it on the screen. So if you want to read it in print, read it at the same time as you're hearing it, or if you want to enlarge the print, you can do that. That also leads to the third format. If you are someone who wants to read in print or enlarge print on a computer screen, you can do so. There again, using our Victor Reader software that's free or our free Read Out Loud software. Or if you're someone who uses a screen enlargement program that's on your computer like Zoom Text or Magic, those programs will also work with our Bookshare books. So it's a little bit of something for everyone. You know, if you are like to listen, whether you like to read in Braille, whether you like to read in print, you can do that, which is one of the things I love about our books. There again, going back to different ways to read them, if you're someone who uses a screen reader like JAWS or Window Eyes, System Access, the VoiceOver, or NVDA, you can use those tools with our books and listen to them that way. There's also several portable devices that will play our books. Some of the most common are the Victor Reader Stream, the BookSense, the PlexTalk Reader, the Bookport, Book Courier, Braille Plus, and Icon. That's a lot of different devices I threw out there to you. You certainly don't have to remember them all, but I mention them so that hopefully you've heard one that you're familiar with and say, oh, yes, I want to read that way. Our books also work with the different OCR programs like Kurzweil or OpenBook. So there's a lot of different options depending on how you prefer to read.
I'd like to know from our listeners what kind of tool they use or what reader they tend to use.
I use a Braille note, and so I use a BRF format, so then I just like open it up and read it with my fingers. That's how I usually tend to do it.
Okay. And are you a Bookshare member?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, I am.
Good.
Yeah, I think Vejas has requested books from us. I've seen some of your book request emails, so we're glad we're able to get books for you that you like.
Yeah, it's really nice of you to do that.
We're happy to do it, definitely. Anyone else? What do you all like to use for your Bookshare books or for any books for that matter?
Well, I would like to be able to use the iPhone.
Right.
I have an iPhone. I have an iTouch, and I understand there's an app for that.
Very soon.
We can talk about that a little bit if you want. We are coming out with an iDevice app called Read2Go, and that's exciting because you'll be able to read our books on iPods. Our iPod Touch, rather, iPads or iPhones. So that's something to look forward to. It's coming out soon. We don't have an exact release date, but that is definitely something that you'll be able to do soon. And we also are working on an Android app for the Android platform, but it's also not out yet, but that's in development, so you'll be able to read that way. So it's just giving you more options for how to read our books. So we're pretty excited about that.
We're really actually, there's a young woman at Stanford who, you know, we're in Bookshare's in Palo Alto, which is about 50 miles south of San Francisco. We're across the street from Stanford, and actually we're down the street from Facebook, which is probably more exciting for some people than across the street from Stanford. But we have a young woman who's a student at Stanford who's blind, who's helping us with the Android app as well. And that's going to be a free open source application, which means lots of folks are working on it. And we're really excited, and we're not sure which one's going to be on the market first. But the Read2Go application was created for us by the PlexTalk people, the Shimano company in Japan. And they actually came to us and asked us if they could work with us in developing it. And it has the a cappella voices, which are really good voices, which are also the voices that we have. You can download those voices as part of the Bookshare membership. And we're really excited about it. It's winding its way through the iTunes Store approval process right now. And every day I think Laura Long, our product manager, is calling them and asking them when it's going to be out. But it should really be out anytime very soon. We're really proud of it. You'll all be excited by it as well.
Is there any other hardware or software that you guys use to read books that you'd like to know about how to read with Bookshare?
I use the BookSense.
You use the BookSense, Fred?
BookSense and Victor Reader, actually. I have both.
I use a BookSense myself. I like it too. So I'm glad that's working for you. Good.
And it's easy for you to download the books?
I have not really downloaded books from Bookshare yet.
Okay. If you'd like to get started, we're here and happy to answer any questions that you have. So know that you have lots of support if you want to do that. You can also go to our website, and in the search area, you can just sort of browse and search for books without being a member. So you can see if there's a certain book that you're looking for. As Allison said, we have all the New York Times bestsellers. We have Oprah's Book Club. We have every one of the works that have won the Pulitzer Prize for Literature over the last many, many years. We have a huge science fiction category. Allison, that may be our largest group. Do you think it is?
I'm not sure, but we do have a lot, definitely.
And cookbooks. We have a lot of cookbooks, which are really hard to put into the collection, but they're very popular. We have some the Bram Stoker books, Allison. Those are the Edgar Allan Poe, the dark books. Is that a good way to describe them?
Yes, we have a lot of different award winners. We have the Newbery and Caldecott Award winners for that K-12 students, and even some college students will read. That's children's books. So we have a little bit of everything, absolutely.
Plus we have a lot of college, we have some college textbooks. We have, I know several graduate students who are getting degrees in political science, and we have a huge collection of books that they use for their research. Also quite a bit of books on computer science, and we have all of the O'Reilly technical manuals. Whenever there's a book that the O'Reilly company puts out, they send it to us first. We actually then convert it to DAISY and I believe BRF and send it back to them so that they have that in their collection to pass along if someone's not a Bookshare member. We also, Allison, I might take a second to say that we have more than 100 publisher partnerships. So HarperCollins and Simon & Schuster, those kinds of trade publishers give us books. We have over 15 university presses that are Bookshare members, that are contributing books to Bookshare. And I'm really excited about that because these are scholarly works that that college students really, really want. So we have Stanford University, University of California Press. We have New York University Press, Columbia, MIT, Harvard, Cambridge University Press. These are books that students, especially graduate students, like to use for their research, and these presses have given us worldwide rights and all of their books. And if there's a book by one of the university presses that you need and you don't see it in the collection, contact us because we have the relationship with them that allows us to ask for specific books and get them directly from the press itself. So we're really very proud of that. As I said, go ahead, Allison.
I would say another category of books that's kind of exciting for students is that we have a lot of test prep guides, books on preparing for the SAT test, various AP tests, the graduate exam, the GRE. We have different study material, books on studying for those tests, which I think is a really, really useful tool for sure.
Those are great. And books on financial aid. Books on applying to graduate school as well. So if a student, if you all don't find a book, you need a book for a class and you don't find it, it is possible for you to contact us and request the book. In most cases, we'll be able to purchase the book for you, scan it, and process it in. If it's a very expensive book, we may ask you to help us obtain it. If you have the hard copy, you can send that to us and we can chop it and scan it and put it in, and we can send the chopped copy back to you. If it's a book that's highly formulaic with a lot of math and charts and graphs, we probably can't do that for you right now, but we're hoping that we can have more capability for that in the future. So if you are attending a college that doesn't, it's not able to scan books for you, you can also contact us and we can see about working something out. Whittier College had their first blind student a couple of years ago and no ability to chop and scan her books. So about 6 weeks before the term started, they would send us all of Melanie's books. She was a sociology major and a freshman and interested in sociology. And we would chop, scan, put the books in, and they were ready in time for her first weeks of classes. We would send the books back to her because her bookstore was one of the few in the country that did buy the books back. And she was able to have her books in BRF on the first week, and other students in the country, across the country, were able to have access to those books as well. So we can usually work something out, especially if you can send us the book. And that takes, Allison, what is it, about 6 to 8 weeks now to process in?
Right. We don't actually give a time because it depends on the complexity of the book, but certainly if you contact us and request a book, go to the Contact Us link on our website, we'll be able to take a look at that book and give you an estimate of how long it might take. So that's pretty exciting. It's always nice to be able to request books you need for school because there are a lot of books out there, and it's hard to keep up in class if you don't have them. So we definitely want to help you get your books. We'll talk a little bit about searching the site. To find the materials you're looking for, you can search by title or author or ISBN. You can also search by keyword. Sherry's going to talk a little bit more about how to text searches on our site.
If you know the title of the book, then you can type it into the search area. We have three ways to search. There's a way that you can just type in a word, say if you typed in tsunami. Every single book where the word tsunami shows up will show up in your list of books, and that's a full text search, which is very useful if you're doing research on something very specific. You can also do an advanced search, and this allows you to search, as Allison said, by title, by author, by publisher, by ISBN. And then there's the browse function. If you just kind of want to browse through and you are interested in mystery books or you're interested in military history or you're interested in sort of a broad category of book, you can type that category in, and then all the books that are in that category will come up. And that's really useful, especially for college students who are using Bookshare for research. I think of my own son who has learning disabilities, who was a freshman last year at a college in Kansas, and I know that Michael will wait till the last minute. He may have a paper due on Monday, and it's Sunday night, and the library is closed. He can go into Bookshare, do a search, find several books on the topic that he's interested in, download them, scan through them, pick out what he needs for references, and then get that paper finished in time for class on Monday morning. So the Bookshare collection is very rich. It has a lot of depth, particularly in some of the basic categories that college students need. Just for some search tips, if you are looking for something that has with two or more words in exact sequence, and you have the exact spelling of the words, then you want to put it into quotes. So if you want to look up Martin Luther King's quote, "I Have a Dream," you're doing a paper on Martin Luther King, and you'd just like to learn more, put the "I Have a Dream" surrounded by the quotes, and every book in the collection where that quote or where that speech is will pop up. We use something called the Boolean search function. So if you use the word "and," you can narrow your search by combining terms. So, for example, you would narrow a search by saying, say, Portland and Oregon. That narrows it down. If you want to broaden your search, then you can use the word "or." So you would type in Portland or Oregon, and you can see that that would expand the number of references, number of books that would pop up. And using "not," the word "not," will narrow a search by excluding certain search terms. So if you were to type in Oregon, not travel, then again, you are limiting the kinds of things that you're looking for. Does that make sense to you all? Because I'm more than happy to answer questions about that.
This is Hobie Wedler. I just joined into the call.
Yes.
And I have a question about the plus sign. A lot of search engines use the plus, started by Google, but a lot of search engines use the plus sign to mean include this term and another one. Does
okay.
Bookshare use that?
To my knowledge, no. I think we use the word and. Allison, do you know?
I think we use and.
Yeah.
That I hope that's all clear. I looked around on the website and couldn't find an exact guide of search parameters, but it would be worthwhile, and it might be on the site now, but it would be worthwhile to post a very explicit list of what search words, what key phrases, you know, what including modifiers you can include to alter your search or search specifically or generally.
That's a great idea.
The other question I have about searching is with quotations, that often works to single out a phrase. Let's say I wanted to get the words Portland, Oregon together in a document. Could I use left quote, Portland, space Oregon, right quote?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And some people
okay.
use a star also, but quotes.
Star, really?
Work perfectly. Star,
okay. Thank you very much.
Quotes work better. But if you, at the end of this, we'll give you our emails. If you would write to me offline and
yeah.
ask me for that, this is something we absolutely can do. And
great.
We may have it already somewhere.
Yeah.
I know we have it on our company wiki, but that's not going to be helpful
good.
To you. So this is a good idea.
Yeah, you know, you could even just cut it, paste it from the wiki and put it on the website so everyone can see it.
Absolutely.
Cool.
So tell me your name.
My name is Hobie. Henry is my real name. I go by Hobie
okay.
Wedler, Wedler.
Great. All right, Hobie.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. We'll
Thank
be
you.
Back in touch with you on that.
Sure thing.
So we also we're pretty generous in terms of our phonetic spelling. So if you have titles and authors and you don't have the exact spelling of those names or titles, you can do your best, and generally Bookshare, the search engine, will be able to come up with all the things that sort of sound like the word that you entered, only for title and author, though. So the search results page is sorted by relevance and lists the author, title, and a synopsis of the books that match your criteria. And you can also narrow your search with, again, the quotes. If you're looking for a certain author, you can put relevant authors in the field, which displays the authors who appear the most often in the results. I don't know if that makes sense the way I'm telling you this right now. Every title that pops up has a link for downloading the book. So if you're logged in as a member, these links appear for all the books. If you're not logged in, then only the freely distributable titles, the public domain or Creative Commons licensed books, have a download link. But you can still search the site without being a member to just see if we have those titles. So again, three ways to search. We have the quick search. That's the Google-like search results, the full-text search, which is a very helpful tool for the high-level view where you just type in a word, tsunami, for example. Then we have the standard search, and this is a helpful tool for research projects. That's, again, that full-text search. And the advanced search, title and author, refined search results. And, again, it's great if you know the ISBN number, the publisher, the title, or the author. And then the third is the browse, where you can just sort of putter through the collection, browse for collections, for categories, and get more ideas that way. We care very much about our book quality. So when a book, if you are logged in and you've downloaded a book and you're starting to read it and you see something, a scanning error, something's out of order, Allison, is it at the upper right-hand side, that box that allows you to report a book quality issue? Do you know?
What it is that if you're not able to look at the screen and you're not, if you're using a screen reader or something similar, you'd want to go click on the link for the book. So you'd click on the title of the book, and there's a link on that page that says report book quality issue.
Right.
So you want to look for the word report. And then a form pops up and you fill that out and tell us about what the problem is and where you found the errors. And then that gets sent to us and we will read through that and either fix the errors, or if the book has too many errors to be fixed, we will actually get and rescan the book and put it back into the collection as good as new. So
we care very much about that, so be sure to let us know if...
Absolutely. We take those, you know, we take those seriously. So if you're not happy with the quality of the book, definitely use that report book quality issue link on our site. I think we're going to talk a little bit about volunteering next. Bookshare, part of the idea of Bookshare is that we're sharing the books that we maybe already have available in a scanned accessible format. So a lot of our books have been scanned in by volunteers, and the idea behind Bookshare is that once a book has been scanned, we don't want anybody to have to do that again. So if it's been done once, we want to be able to not duplicate that effort. So what this means is if you scan a book, you can become a volunteer and contribute that book to our website. You can also help by proofreading scanned books. So I'll back up a little bit. What you do is you go to our website and click on the link for volunteer, or you can also go directly to volunteering by going to bookshare.org/volunteer/overview, or just click on volunteer from the main page. And anyone in the U.S. can volunteer, whether you have a disability or not. So if you're blind, sighted, or somewhere in between, you can be a volunteer. And once you sign up, you can do one of a couple of things. If you're someone who scans your own books, you can upload the book to our site, and it will go up for proofreading and approval process. And if it gets accepted, it'll be available in the collection, and anybody who's a Bookshare member will be able to download and read it. If you're not someone who scans, but you want to help out and volunteer, you can do proofreading. And both these things can be done from, you know, they can be done remotely. So if you want to do them from your home or your dorm room or wherever you happen to be doing your scanning or reading, you can do that. So we have folks who, once a book is scanned, the books are downloaded by volunteers again to proofread them. And so if you're someone who likes to read books and wants to help out, you can actually download the book, proofread it, and then re-upload it to the site. So each book is submitted by someone who scanned it and then goes through a second step with a different volunteer who proofreads it. And you can do either one of those two things to help with volunteering. It's a really good way to contribute. You can also get your schools involved. If your school's disability office scans books, they can also sign up as volunteers and submit books to the site. So we're sharing as many books to as many people as possible. It's legal because of U.S. copyright law's exemption for people with disabilities, print disabilities. And so it's definitely a great way to help us get more books to more people. And if you have questions about volunteering, you can go to the Contact Us link on our website, and we can get you set up with that. I was a volunteer for several years before I started working for Bookshare, and so I definitely recommend it.
Allison, we have, what, over 1,000, or is it 2,000 volunteers all over the world? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I'm not positive.
Huge number. I think about 350 people are active, you know, every day, very active volunteers scanning and proofing our books. And we're really happy to have more. So if you have any interest at all, we encourage you to join us.
Right. Not all of our books are provoked. Go ahead.
How old do you have to be?
15. I believe 15.
I think so, too.
And you're 14, right?
Yep.
But if you would like to still help us proof, I think that that's, I think it's just age 15, and you know what, I'll look into this, but I think it's 15 to actually come into the office and help. with books, but I think you can be any age to do it remotely. So
thank you.
You're interested. The fellow who's in charge of volunteers, his name is Scott Rains, R-A-I-N-S, and you can contact, again, go to the site to contact us, and there's a you can ask about volunteering, because we would love to have you.
Absolutely. Not all of our books come from volunteers. A good percentage of them do. The other way is Bookshare gets books is we do some of our own scanning in office, and we also get books from publishers who will actually donate us the electronic versions of their books too. So, but the volunteering component is definitely one way we like to get books when we can. So we really hope that you'll sign up with that. Does anyone else have questions?
How do you know what books are, how do you say, like, needing to be proofread?
Okay, when you sign up as a volunteer, there's a link on our website. You go to, there'll be a volunteer homepage, and there'll be a link on that that says book checkout page, and it's got a list of books with their download links, and you can download from there. So once you're signed up as a volunteer, you'll have access to that page.
I see.
And you can choose. If there's a book that you're interested in, you can certainly, I think, isn't that right, Allison, if you see a book that you'd like to proofread, you can choose that. Also, if there's a certain genre of book you like, I think you can request that, and any time one of those kinds of books comes through, they can ask you to take those. I'm not sure if that's always
not. I don't think that's usually the case.
Okay.
But with the genre request, but you can definitely browse through the list. You know, there's a whole list of books to download, and you choose the one you want to proofread and download it and work on it, and then you resubmit it back to the site after it's been proofread. So it's definitely a great way to help others access books. So, all right, another question?
Yes. When you apply for a student account, what sort of proof do you need that you, in fact, are a student?
First of all, you fill out the form that's on the site, and you'll list the name of your school and the year that you are in school, and then we ask that you fax us your proof of disability, certifying professional saying that you have a print disability, and then we will check with the school. You don't have to prove anything except by giving us the name of the school.
There's a lot of different what we call certifying professionals who can actually certify that you have a disability. Those are listed on our website under proof of disability, but some examples are a disability office professional, a teacher, like a special education teacher, a doctor can do it, a vocational rehab counselor. There's a lot of different professionals that can sign that form that's on our website for the proof of disability. Also, if you are a member of NLS, National Library Service, or Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, which is now called Learning Ally, they can provide proof of disability. So if you're a member of one of those, you can. There's a link to that on our website. When you're going through the proof of disability process, you can choose to give us permission to ask them for your proof of disability, and they can do that for us, which is kind of a nice, quick, and easy way to get the proof of disability. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
Good.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
This is Hobie again. I have a question about volunteering.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that worries me with Wikipedia, too, and all these sort of open source things, and it's kind of inevitable. But one of my hopes is that a book would not go up directly on the shared page before, you know, after it's scanned in by a volunteer, before it's thoroughly proofread. Is that true?
Oh, everything is
right.
Fully proofread.
Oh, good. So nothing goes up that's just a raw scan.
Right.
A book comes into us. Let's see. What's a good example? So Whittier College, who would send us this young woman's books 8 weeks or 6 weeks before the term started, we mm-hmm. would chop them and scan them in-house.
Right.
And then a volunteer would proof it, and then it's sent to – we have outsourcers who then convert it to DAISY and BRF and send it back
sure.
to us. So nothing
sure.
goes into the collection until it's been proofed.
Okay, so the question, if I were to take a book and submit it to you, you know, let's say I got – a book scanned by my Department of Disabilities here in Davis
right.
and sent you the scanned copy because I thought you should have it,
right.
would you proofread it? Because, I mean, they're definitely got, there's some errors in there in,
right.
in a lot of these books. Would you
yes.
proofread it before putting it up there?
It depends on the book. If Davis became a partner of ours, and I have 30
okay.
colleges currently that are partners,
mm-hmm.
we would have them send us some test books first.
Okay.
And if they met our standards, then
mm-hmm.
Yes, if it was an RTF and a single file, it would go directly in. If it's a PDF, it'll
sure.
take longer. But
sure.
They would know, Davis would know that before they submit a book to us, it should be as close to perfect as possible. But that said, there are errors, and we know that, and we try to
I see, but when you talk about scanning, now this makes perfect sense now. When you talk about scanning, you mean actually having volunteers come into the office and scan books, not just having people, random people, submit their previously scanned book?
We have both.
Yeah. Both.
Okay, and the people that submit, random people that submit a previously scanned book,
right.
hopefully get their book proofread before they scan it, before it becomes public source.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good, 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 good. Yeah, so everything's proofread. I mean, obviously, if you trust a partner, that makes sense. You wouldn't proofread their stuff. But if someone sends you, that you don't know, sends you a raw scanned book, yeah, that's good that it's proofread. Excellent.
Right, right. Now, you
Thank
will
you.
Still find some errors.
Oh, sure.
You will report
to be
them
expected.
We will go back. But and then some of the colleges, for example, Michigan State, we know that everything that comes from that school is perfect.
Right.
We have a huge
wow.
cadre of volunteers, and they know not to
yeah.
send us anything that isn't. So, but
yeah.
it does vary.
Sure.
Yeah, but we really care about it. So you're a student at Davis.
Yes.
Great. That's one of the schools I'd love to have become a partner with us.
I'll work with them. I've been working with the disability department to do that for a while because they scan. I'm a science major, so a lot of my books aren't scanned in anymore. But you know, they're read to me by readers. But
right.
I know plenty of students who have books scanned, and they save everything they've scanned. They've already done about 30 titles for me, and I'm sure several hundred that could be of use to you. So I'm going to talk to them. I've been working on them to talk to you guys and become a member.
That would be super. Let me
Good.
Ask, what do you do about charts and graphs? Are those read to you? Do you have tactile graphics?
I work with a reader because the topographic software, you know, the ability to actually braille that stuff out. You know, I have an embosser. I have a Juliet Pro that's supposed to do that stuff on a basic level. But
right.
the charts and graphs of, I mean, if you're trying to draw out a chemical bond and show an internuclear axis where there's no electrons versus a bunch of different very complicated shaped orbitals, there's nothing that's fine-tuned enough yet. And that's one of my goals, trying to make chemistry, which is what I study, more accessible to blind people,
right.
is actually creating reprographic software and topographical drawing software that will make these things precise enough that a blind person can feel them and study them. So currently, to make a long story short, for graphics, I am working with a reader. However, to get three-dimensional models, I've just acquired, the lab that I work in just acquired a three-dimensional printer, so we can print any three-dimensional coordinate system off of a computer in a tactile format. That's not going to go in a book, though. It's something you can hold
right.
in your hand. It's an actual model.
Right,
but
right.
for charts and graphs and math books and things, I find that, you know, like a high school math book, I find the Juliet Pro to be very adequate.
Okay.
Tiger's good, but you can spend a lot less money and use an embosser that's just as good.
That's good to know. So that actually, Hobie, leads us right into another piece of Bookshare, which is called the Diagram Project.
Yeah.
And we just received, you may have read about it, we just received a 5-year grant from, again, Department of Ed.
It's very exciting.
Partner
yeah.
with the DAISY Consortium and WGBH
right.
to do research into tactile graphics and image descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
So we have discussion groups going on for both of those. And if you're interested
yeah.
in tactile graphics, we would love to hear from you. And
sure.
that's at www.diagramcenter.org, and that's one word, .org. Carl Rand is the project manager on that, and we would love to have any of you out there who are interested in tactile graphics or image descriptions to be in touch with us, because that's just exactly the kind of thing that we're doing.
Sherry, I had a question.
Yes.
actually a couple. One of them is if your school is not a part of that, you know, those 30 schools
right.
that's partnering with Bookshare and you want to have your school be a partner, what can you as a student do?
You can give me the name of the person at Disability Services and I can contact them directly or the alt media department at the school.
Okay.
That's probably the fastest way. I'm on the phone all day with the schools and we're very active at AHEAD, you know, Association of Higher Education Disabilities, as well as AFIN, which is the other higher education disability group. They have national conferences. We attend those and make presentations to them as well. And I can come out to a school as well. I mean, City College is close to Palo Alto. San Francisco is close to Palo Alto, and so I'd be happy to do that. Davis as well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
Sure.
My second question was going to be with regards to volunteering. I'd imagine, I do know, but I'm asking, is there such a thing for volunteers as a volunteer orientation?
Is there, ask me that again.
A volunteer orientation for those who like want to volunteer with Bookshare, is there, like once you go and you say, hey, I want to